Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Coming off a fun weekend, including the Mix 100 Diamond Dive that was this past Saturday. What a massive turnout at this event. Dave and Buster's Westminster.
Yeah.
So many people there.
I mean, there had to be a couple hundred people there, right?
Easily.
At least.
So many people smiling and having a good time, including this lovely lady, sweet Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
I noticed talking to
you guys.
Well, we're good, but I did notice talking to you off the air that you've completely lost your voice.
I have. I think I just, I'm trying to talk low so you can hear me, but I just had so much fun screaming, laughing, talking. Just, it was the most amazing, magical weekend ever.
Can I just tell you right now, you are truly one of the best winners I have ever seen for any contest at this radio station. You were fantastic.
Oh my gosh, thank you so, so much. You guys, that just makes my heart smile so much. Thank you.
No, you don't even know, like, your energy put mine to shame, and that's saying something. Like, Cheryl, you brought it.
So we
got to meet Cheryl beforehand, and we enjoyed talking to you because of the shirt that you had on. What did the shirt say?
So my shirt said, looking for a diamond ring. My ex-husband has my old one, which was just funny. I mean, the only reason he has it is because I'd probably lose it. We're going to save it for our daughter. But I just thought it was a funny shirt, a conversation starter, just something to, you know, just connect with the people there. And it's just fun to make. So it was best.
Well, no, you had us laughing.
You did. And I wanted to say, too, that I heard from everybody there, like, all the participants were so over the moon that you won. Like, that was the thing. Like, they were like, it didn't go to a more deserving person. Cheryl was so sweet. They talked about how you made friends with everybody, like, all your competitors. You all are besties now. I love that. You really brought such a great attitude. And just, again, your energy was so fun to see.
Thank you. Winning the ring was obviously the best thing ever in my entire life, but I think just meeting people, because I came by myself, my kids were skiing with their dad, and I think just meeting, you know, all of you guys and Nick and Matt and the Dave and Buster's ladies that put it on and the other contestants was just so fun. And meeting people that I've heard on the radio call in, I was like, wait a minute, I've heard you before. It was just so fun and just making it even better.
Nick and Matt, who you just mentioned, are the owners of Rocky Mountain Custom Jewelry, who provided the beautiful ring. Great guys, right? Like, really good guys. Please go support their business if you're out there listening.
Absolutely.
Really
Centennial.
Good guys. So I gotta ask you, Cheryl, like, what was that moment like? Because that cake is the size of the floor. There's 40 ladies diving into this thing. Like, what was that moment like in your head when you squished that piece of cake and you felt something hard in it?
Honestly, I think I blacked out a little bit. But I just have the strategy of just putting as much cake under my body as I could and laying on it, and then just like slowly kind of pulling pieces out under me. And I just kept feeling those little tiny sprinkle balls, which were very tricky, but very fun. But when I shouted, I just screamed, and it was amazing. I can't really remember. Thank goodness.
No, well, luckily there's video. We posted video on all of our socials of when you got it. And yes, you just like leaned back and you were like, yes! Yes!
And everybody's
congratulating me, and just was so fun and just great to. It was just the most amazing weekend. Thank you so, so much for everyone.
Well,
awesome.
Again, you're the sweetest. You're the best. And really quick, I got one final thing. Like, you just mentioned strategy. And I think Katie had mentioned something about, you're a school teacher, right?
Kindergarten.
And wasn't there like a backstory where the kids were helping you with a strategy or something?
Yeah. So I, first of all, because I won so early, telling 5-year-olds something 2 weeks in advance was just a huge mistake. I think I was asked 30,000 times if I dove into the cake. They just had no concept of time, but they just kept saying, just eat your way through the cake, and just if you feel something, and they're to spit it out. And they also said, make sure you say good game to everyone afterwards.
good game.
That's so sweet.
So I didn't quite go with the whole putting everything in my mouth and eating strategy, but But they were so excited, and I can't wait for them to come in tomorrow and see the ring and not touch it, but just be excited and have that story to tell, like, down the road about their kindergarten teacher not only teaching them how to read, but, like, she dove into a cake,
yeah,
and you can do hard things, and just amazing. So I'm excited for them to see it, and all the parents, too.
You are such a teacher. You made it into a lesson. You can do hard things, kids.
Yes.
So you said you're gonna hold the ring back for your daughter then, or are you going to hold on to it?
Oh, my daughter has my wedding ring, so we saved that for her. And so we'll see. Maybe I'll, you know, save this one and give it to my niece, or,
you know,
definitely do something, keep it in the family, and just have it to remind me on a hard day that I'm awesome, and if I need my kids to see how cool I am, just show them that ring every time.
Yes, you are awesome.
You are. Make sure you enjoy that ring for a little while, Cheryl. You hang on to it for
please
a little
do.
Bit.
Show
please
it off.
Do. I think I speak for all of us here at Mix 100. Thank you so much for listening to this radio station.
Yes.
For getting in, qualifying, coming to the event, and kicking some major ass.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're
the best.
Everyone, it was so much fun, and I really appreciate everything.
Well, we can't thank you enough, and I want you to go have some hot tea now, okay? Go rest your voice and go admire that ring. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right, have a good day.
You as well.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That is what it's all about right there, making people happy here at Denver's Mix 100. And I would imagine Diamond Dive 3.0
is going to
be happening next year.
Yeah.
So stick around for all the deets.